Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chillum. In 1964, there was a seismic shift in American music. The Beatles had arrived, which not only opened the doors to the British invasion, but also shifted pop music's focus away from singers and onto rock bands who wrote their own music. But there was no denying the Beatles' skill as songwriters. This week, in honor of Paul McCartney's 80th birthday, we'll explore some jazz and traditional pop treatment of Beatles songs. From some very early Beatles covers by Ella Fitzgerald and Keeley Smith in 1964, to some more recent covers from this century. It's the Lennon-McCartney Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. I believe in yesterday. Yes, I believe in yesterday.
Frank Sinatra with the Lennon-McCartney song, Yesterday. That comes from Sinatra's 1969 album My Way, which featured a number of more contemporary rock songs, like Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson and Ray Charles' song Hallelujah, I Love Her So. Yesterday was the most obvious choice for Sinatra's first Beatles cover. The song was seen as a watershed moment in the Beatles' career, evidence that these young lads could write ballads as compelling as any of the great songwriters. Yesterday would go on to become the most covered song of all time, not just by the Beatles, but by any songwriter. Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring jazz treatments of the songs of the Beatles. And what you're hearing right now in the background is an early jazz Beatles cover. This is the Ramsey Lewis Trio live in 1965, performing A Hard Day's Night, with the Beatle-loving audience cheerfully singing along. I'm calling this show the Lennon-McCartney Songbook, which is sort of a lie and also sort of a joke about the next song I'm going to play. Messrs. John Lennon and Paul McCartney, while they did write the lion's share of Beatles songs, were not the only songwriters in the group. Sure, Ringo Starr wrote on occasion, but towards the end of the 1960s, George Harrison was writing some of the Beatles' best songs. Not everyone was aware of that fact, though, including Mr. Frank Sinatra. Sinatra and the Beatles had a complicated relationship. In the early 1940s, hordes of Sinatra-loving teenage Bobby Soxers created a Sinatra mania. So when Beatlemania came around 20 years later, Frank was not impressed, and probably a little jealous. He even insulted the Fab Four in the famous Gay Talese Esquire article, Frank Sinatra Has a Cold, from 1966, calling them, quote, kid singers wearing mops of hair thick enough to hide a crate of melons, end quote. Years later, Sinatra would bury the hatchet, and he started performing Beatles songs, including the song Something from Abbey Road. He loved this song, calling it one of the best love songs from the past 50 years. But he also mistakenly referred to Something as his favorite Lennon-McCartney tune, when it was in fact 100% a George Harrison tune. Sinatra's version of Something from 1979, backed up by an arrangement by Nelson Riddle, is one of his best recordings, and he entirely makes the song his own. Here's Frank Sinatra with George Harrison's Something on Afterglow.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way that she woos me. Don't want to leave her now. Better believe than how. Somewhere in her smile she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. Don't wanna leave her now. Better believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. You stick around, Jack. It might show. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows. All I gotta do is just think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. I don't wanna leave her now. Better believe than how. But you hang around, Jack, it might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows me. And all I gotta do is just think of her. Something in those things that she shows me. Don't want to leave her now. Better believe and how. I don't plan to leave her.
Frank Sinatra, in 1979, performing Something, a Beatles song off of Abbey Road. While Sinatra was slow to adopt the Beatles' music into his repertoire, Ella Fitzgerald started singing their songs almost immediately. An early American hit for the Beatles was Can't Buy Me Love, released in March of 1964, just a month after they performed on Ed Sullivan. Less than 3 weeks after that release, Ella Fitzgerald was in the studio cutting her own version of Can't Buy Me Love as a single, which actually became a minor hit in the Beatles' home country. It helps that Can't Buy Me Love is essentially a blues, a style Ella was more than comfortable singing. Here's Ella Fitzgerald in 1964 with her hit version of Can't Buy Me Love on Afterglow.
Buy me love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. For I don't care too much for money can't buy me love. Give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I've got I'll give to you. For I don't care too much for money can't buy me love, can't buy me love. Tell me that you want the just can't buy. I don't care too much for money, for money can buy me love. Don't want money. Who wants money? I don't care too much for money, 'cause money can't buy me love.
It's been a hard day's night, and he's been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, he should be sleeping like a log. But when he comes home to me, where he ought to be, I'll make him feel all right. You know he works all day to get me money to buy me things, and he does it just to hear me say I'm gonna get him everything. So he loves to come home, 'cause when I get him alone, I'll make him feel okay. When he's home, everything seems to be right. When he's home, kissing and holding me tight, so tight. It's been a hard day's night, and he's been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, he should be sleeping like a log. But when he comes home to me, where he ought to be, I'm gonna make him feel all right. When he's home, everything seems to be right. When he's home, kissing and holding me tight, tight. It's been a hard day's night, and he's been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, he should be sleeping like a log. But when he comes home to me, where he ought to be, I'm gonna make him feel all right. I'll make him feel all right now. You know, it's been a hard day's night, and I just gotta make him feel all right. I'm gonna make him feel okay. I'm gonna make him feel all right. I'm gonna make him feel all right.
Keeley Smith in 1964 with The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night. This comes from her album Keeley Smith Sings the John Lennon-Paul McCartney Songbook, released just a few months after the Beatles' film A Hard Day's Night. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald, the first jazz artist to embrace the Beatles, with her version of Can't Buy Me Love. Later on in 1964, Ella even released an original song called Ringo Beat, all about this new Fab Four phenomenon.
When he smiles and shakes his head and starts that beat, the kids started screaming and stomping their feet. It's the younger generation's kind of rhythm, so don't be a creep, come on and get with them. It's the Ringo Beat, yeah!
As the years went on, other jazz and traditional pop artists from the earlier generation also embraced the Beatles, some more successfully than others. Sarah Vaughan, for instance, released an entire album of Beatles songs in 1981. It features arrangements by Marty Paich and his son, David Paich, performed along with members of David Paich's band, Toto. A few songs, like Here, There, and Everywhere and Blackbird, are okay. But most of the arrangements range from overly maudlin to downright bizarre.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew he couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Well,
much more successful was Tony Bennett, who recorded two Beatles songs on his 1971 album, Tony Sings the Great Hits of Today. Here's Bennett with the Lennon-McCartney song, Here, There, and Everywhere, on Afterglow.
Here, making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of a hand, nobody can deny that there's something there, there, running my hands through a hair, both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I need never care. To love her is to meet her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching her eyes and hoping I'm always there. She's beside me, I need never care. To love her is to meet her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies. I know she's got eyes, I'm hoping I'm always there. I just wanna be there and everywhere, here, there, and everywhere.
Tony Bennett in 1971 with the Beatles' Here, There, and Everywhere, originally from the Beatles' album Revolver. Some more soulful jazz artists also covered the Beatles in the late 1960s, early 1970s, including Ray Charles and George Benson. Charles recorded about a half a dozen Beatles songs, including favorites like Something and Yesterday, and Benson recorded an entire album called The Other Side of Abbey Road, just a few months after the release of the Beatles' Abbey Road. I'll start with Ray Charles, performing another song originally on the Beatles' album, Revolver. This is Eleanor Rigby on Afterglow.
Eleanor Rigby, picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? Yeah. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the lonely people. Was buried along with her name. Nobody came, and Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, and he said, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? The man looked at me and he said, all the somebody to tell me. All the lonely people. Do they all
I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm. Oh, darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone. Believe me when I tell you, don't ever leave me alone. When you told me you didn't need me anymore, you know I nearly broke down and cried. When you told me you didn't need me anymore, I nearly broke down and died. Yeah, oh darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
George Benson in 1969 with Lennon and McCartney's Oh Darling, a track off of Benson's album The Other Side of Abbey Road. Before that, we heard Ray Charles in 1968 with his soulful version of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. After a short break, we'll hear more jazz versions of Beatles songs as we celebrate the 80th birthday of Sir Paul McCartney. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at jazz versions of Beatles songs this hour, and what you're listening to right now is Count Basie and his orchestra doing a version of the Lennon-McCartney tune, Do You Want to Know a Secret? This comes from the album Basie's Beatle Bag, which actually came out in 1966, during all of the hype around Beatlemania. Count Basie was one of the first jazz musicians to record the Beatles music. So where we left off in our program, we had heard from Ray Charles and George Benson, two soulful male artists who covered the Beatles in the late 60s and early 1970s. I want to play for you now two soulful female artists who were doing the same kind of thing around that same time. First, here's Aretha Franklin in 1972, not long after the Beatles broke up, performing their song, The Long and Winding Road. on Afterglow.
Faces now, little darling, it seems.
Two Beatles songs from 1969, recorded by some soulful female artists in the early 1970s. We just heard Nina Simone in 1971 with the George Harrison song, Here Comes the Sun. That's from Simone's album also called Here Comes the Sun. And before that, we heard Aretha Franklin in 1972 with the Lennon-McCartney song The Long and Winding Road. That's from her album Young, Gifted, and Black. I want to jump ahead now and play some creative reimaginings of Beatles songs by some more contemporary jazz singers. Both of these next two recordings come from the past decade by two of the most acclaimed jazz singers of today, Kurt Elling and Cassandra Wilson. I'll start with Kurt Elling with a track off of his 2011 Grammy-nominated album, The Gate. This is Elling with one of Lennon and McCartney's more mysterious songs, Norwegian Wood, on Afterglow.
Started to laugh. I told her I didn't, and I crawled off to sleep it off in the bed. She worked in the morning, and then she started to laugh. I told her I didn't, and I crawled off to sleep in the bath. so I lit a fire. Isn't it good? No.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Why don't you take your wings? Learn to
Cassandra Wilson with the Beatles song Blackbird. That's off of her 2010 album Silver Pony. Before that, we heard Kurt Elling in 2011 with the Beatles song Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown. That's from his album The Gate. I have one more Beatles jazz cover for you this hour. Unfortunately, I had to leave a number of great songs on the cutting room floor. Perhaps I'll do a part two in the future, in case there are more jazz favorites that you'd like to hear. But to close off this hour, I'll turn to singer Madeline Peyrue from her 2011 album Standing on the Rooftop. This charming Beatles song is one that's rarely covered, and it was Paul McCartney's love song to his sheepdog, Martha. Here's Madeline Peyrue with Martha, My Dear on Afterglow.
Martha, my dear, though I spend my days in conversation, please remember me. Martha, my love, don't forget me. Martha, my dear, hold your head up, you silly girl. Look what you've done. When you find yourself in the thick of it, help yourself to a bit of what is all around you. Silly girl, take a good look around you. Take a good look around to see that you and me were meant to be with each other, silly girl.
Madeline Peyrue in 2011 with the Lennon-McCartney song Martha, My Dear. As we celebrate Sir Paul McCartney's 80th birthday, thanks for exploring jazz Beatles covers with me on this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.